Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will sit down with Humboldt Wildcats Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn as we take a look back at the fall and first half of winter sports seasons for the Humboldt Wildcats.
In the first 6 months for you as Activities Director here in Humboldt High School, how has it been returning back to North Central Iowa for you these last 6 months?
Well, it's been great for myself and our family. It's been a whirlwind a little bit, but we're excited to be back. Think about it, we were in Eastern Iowa for a total of 15 years. So to be back in the North Central Conference and here at Humboldt with all the great things that are going on, from the construction projects to the way the teams are playing from the summer and the fall and now into winter sports, I'm looking forward to another successful year in 2024.
You mentioned construction project. You took me through the Wildcat Athletic Center, or what it's being called is the WAC. That is quite the facility that you guys have up there at that high school.
It is Wildcat Athletic Center. It's become one of the top facilities in the state, regardless of class. The wrestling room has three full mats, another basketball floor where we just opened up with our first JV game. Have some bleachers in there for seating, but that's a great facility for our high school teams where they can both practice at the same time after school each day at 3:30, whether it's boys in that gym and girls in the high school gym. So to have our high school teams be able to practice after school is great. And then we can start to get the dance teams and youth practice basketball teams in there, getting the shot clocks up in that new facility gym as we speak right now. So we'll have that for after Christmas. And then the weight room, it's a 6,000 square foot weight room, and we're adding equipment as we speak. And Coach Hellman and Coach Gilman do a great job with those kids, and they've been utilizing them with weight room sessions before and after school. So that facility is up and running, and we couldn't be more excited to see, you know, how our kids will utilize that.
Your first, I guess, fall sports season, how was it for you and for the athletes up at the high school?
Seeing things from afar, living in West Burlington the last 5 years, always heard great things about Coach Hellman and the Humboldt football team, and just following their two dome appearances in the semis the last couple of years, and just to see the way Coach Hellman and his staff interact and coach the kids and the toughness the Humboldt football kids have, I can see why they've had great success. So it was pretty cool just to be on the sidelines and follow those road games and get down to Williamsburg for the playoff game. I know that didn't turn out the way they wanted to, but you know, when you lose to the eventual state champ, I think that's nothing to be ashamed of. And you take a look at how tough the district was with Webster City and Algona and Clear Lake. And it's just a matter of matchups. I mean, if we're in a situation where it's a matchup at that point in the season, we very easily could have been back in the dome again. And I think those guys will regroup and reload and get ready for next year. And then volleyball, I thought, was playing their best ball down the stretch. The way they swept Algona for the de facto conference championship that night, you got to share it if you tie, but and then able to win a playoff game or a postseason game against Storm Lake, and then ran into a state qualifier in ADM who had a lot of weapons, and Bryn Malo getting into the state cross country meet. So I was really excited and happy with the way the fall went, and then kind of taking a break there and transitioning into the winter sports.
For Bryn Malo, that's back-to-back times to the state meet here down in Fort Dodge. So congratulations to her. Winter sports season now, boys and girls wrestling. Girls wrestling having the full slate, more of a full put-together schedule this year, and having their first home Michelle Jensen Memorial Tournament, along with the Joe Fitch Invitational here as well for the boys. Great turnouts there as well.
The wrestling community is amazing here at Humboldt, and I don't know if I forgot how amazing it was, because being in West Burlington the last 5 years, we shared wrestling with Burlington Notre Dame, kind of a private public share of the program. So we didn't have wrestling over at West Burlington. I don't know if I've been to a wrestling meet in 5 years. So to be back in the area and the tradition of the North Central Conference and Humboldt wrestling, and it really got started with our ability to host Iowa State and Coach Kevin Dresser, who I've gotten to know over the last few years, just being around some of the events that he's had here in the area. But to be able to have Chris Bono in Wisconsin and Humboldt ties there with his wife being from Humboldt, but to have Iowa State in Wisconsin in Humboldt gym wrestling, Big Ten teams going at it, UFC live stream going, and I thought it was just a great way to show off our facility and really kickstart the wrestling season. Joe Fitch, unique tournament on a Friday night from about 4:30 to 8:30, and then the Michelle Jensen Memorial Tournament was first annual. You know, Jenna Jensen, I got to know when we were in high school because she would drive over to Eagle Grove for a Iowa Central dual credit English class. So I've known Jenna for 20 years, and she had reached out, you know, earlier in the fall and talked about having a tournament in honor of her mom. And her dad, Gary, was able to be there passing out some different awards for each team in the memory of Michelle. And so I think it's a great thing that we started the Michelle Jensen Memorial Tournament. Andy Newell did a great job helping to organize it. And it was a great event. So happy to help out Jenna Jensen and in honor of her mom. And pretty cool deal because she's up at Viterbo University as an assistant volleyball coach right now with Humble Grad.
Boys and girls basketball have their seasons underway. We've already had some few games at home on both the boys and girls side. And having that atmosphere back in Humboldt High School in that gymnasium has been pretty cool to see how loud that gym can get again.
Yes, I remember that very well. You know, growing up playing over here as an Eagle Grove Eagle, I think we went 4-1 in that gym in my time as a high school player at Eagle Grove. We got beat here my senior year against Mike Maloney and his group, Jordan Beebe, and Dustin Harclaw, Tanner Thompson, all those guys. And it brings back bad memories. But we actually beat Pocahontas area in a district final in 2001, my sophomore year here at Humboldt in a neutral site game. But we had the home crowd that night. I think the whole town Eagle Grove was here, filled up the bottom and the top. It was standing room only on that side. And so great memories in that Humboldt gym. Hear that fight song going. Fight song is great. Emily Willitson in the Wildcat Pep Band were able to get things going, a little juice in the gym. Just a great atmosphere being able to play JV games, 4:30 in the high school gym, 4:30 in the WAC gym, and just our crowds will continue to grow as the season goes on because Coach Mooney and the girls playing up-tempo style of basketball. They get up and down, can shoot the three undersized, so they're quick out there with how they play defensively. And then Coach Thurman, his squad, the way they shoot the ball and get up and down. And, you know, I've seen them practice every day, just try to pop in and see how things are going. But you heard great things about both of those guys' programs, and they've been impressive the way they can move the ball and shoot it and share the ball and get up and down. And so we're excited for basketball the rest of the season.
For you, as we flip the calendar over to 2024, what do you look forward to the most here with Humboldt High School Athletics flipping over the calendar in January?
It'll be the stretch run for girls wrestling with their state tournament starting a little earlier there. And then as we get into the, you know, conference races for boys and girls basketball, NCC wrestling meet, and then your postseason state wrestling tournament. So it'll go fast, and our middle school kids are doing a good job. But then you start getting ready for spring sports with our indoor track meet, which is that Friday of the NCAA tournament there. That's where our indoor track meets are, two indoor track meets at the beautiful Humboldt Recreation Center. And I was able to be up here last year with Greg and seeing how he set that up. And we might have to have him set that stuff up again for us this year. Greg Thomas has been an amazing mentor for me, and definitely be leaning on him to help with some track meets here this spring. He's doing a great job officiating for me, doing some middle school games. And
I did see him out
freshman
there.
And JV games, him and Tom Tecklenburg and Greg Wickett. So anytime you can have a good group of officials in the area, it makes my job a lot easier. And, you know, they're more than willing to pick up those games and give back for, you know, the Humboldt Middle School and lower level high school kids, which is great.
Well, appreciate you joining us here, Ryan, and wish you a happy new year, your family.
Happy New Year. Go Cats.
That was Humboldt Wildcats Activities Director Ryan O'Hearn. With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.